Hello. We're glad you're here. It's April 17th. Today we begin by learning about the first Native American to be named a saint. On this date in 1680, Kateri Tekakwitha, the Lily of the Mohawks, died in Quebec, Canada. She was 24 years old. When Tekakwitha was just 4, an outbreak of smallpox claimed the lives of her parents and her brother. She survived, but the disease left her face badly scarred, and she often hid it under a blanket. Her uncle and several aunts raised her. Although her mother had been a Christian, Tekakwitha had not been baptized as an infant. She learned of Christianity from Jesuit missionaries when she was 11, and in the coming years felt drawn to the faith. She was baptized when she was 18 and given the name Kateri, the Mohawk version of Catherine. Kateri took a vow of chastity and promised to marry Jesus. Her uncle and other members of the tribe were opposed. Assisted by other Christians, she ran away in 1677 to a Christian village near Montreal, a trek of nearly 200 miles, where she led a life of great sacrifice and charity. Her death 3 years later at the age of 24 was followed by a surge of religious fervor among the people in her village and beyond. Saint Kateri Tekakwitha is the first Native American to be named a saint by the Catholic Church. She was canonized by Pope Benedict XVI in 2012. She is the patroness of ecology and the environment, people in exile, and Native Americans. And now for our gospel. Then Jesus approached and said to the disciples, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. In his last words to his disciples, the risen Lord tells of his glorification by the Father. At the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, the devil took Jesus up a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence, and said, "All these I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." It seemed a small price to pay, one bow for all of that. But it was a bogus offer, and Jesus refused. There are no shortcuts to glory. Now, at the end of the gospel, Jesus is on another mountain. He announces to his disciples that he has received from God just what the devil had promised and more besides. "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." The cost, not a bow to Satan, but to the will of God. "Thy will be done." God's will for me is the sure path to happiness. Now, honestly, do I believe that? Spend some quiet time with the Lord.